And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, all the latest photos and news, all that good stuff is at SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, too. It's at SeanGreenShow. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook and leave all your comments there on the Facebook page, it's there, Sean Green Show Media. Jam-packed show today, so we're going to get right to it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins us each week to talk entertainment, and he joins us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Same old thing, just doing the whole radio thing. So first and foremost, Furious 7. Doing really well at the box office, $143 million. That's a lot of dough for that film.
It's a lot of money, yeah. They're saying that within the first 9 days of this film being in theaters, it's going to gross like more than any of the other installments in the franchise in only 9 days. And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and now and Vin Diesel's already talking of Furious 8, which I think they should, in a sense, stop at this point. You know, that's just my opinion, but I think they should stop at 7, but they're going to keep rolling and see how much cash they can milk out of this franchise.
To be honest with you, I welcome it. I think that we've never seen a franchise that peaked, like, going into its 7th installment, and I just think that's pretty crazy. Like, I want to see how far it can go. I mean, the thing is just a dynamo.
Yeah.
And Furious 8, they're saying they want to come to New York City, and I'm from New York, and I think that's cool. I want to see what one of these movies looks like inside New York City.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And one good thing that I'm actually excited about, Star Wars, they're going to release all 6 movies on digital HD. How cool is that? Definitely, I want to ask you, you know, as far as extras, what am I getting once I get this digital HD package?
Well, you're getting all 6 movies on any of your devices, which is pretty cool. That's the first time that they've made that available. And so they're going to look crisp and they're going to look clean, and you're going to be able to watch them on your iPad, your iPhones, your what have yous. But then they also have, one cool thing that I really like is that they have all these conversations. And so they have these different conversations between people who were involved in the original Star Wars trilogy and in the franchise, more behind-the-scenes people, like digital artists and cinematographers and that and like that, and they're having conversations about the different movies and about, like, they just put up a clip of Joe Johnston talking to Roger Christian about the making of the Millennium Falcon, so, and, like, how that came to be. And it was a really cool story. So you're going to get, like, inside stories like that that they filmed just for this digital release, and then you're going to get, like, just other content on Jedis and matte paintings and all sorts of different things. But I think really it's for the conversations and the stories of how they put these movies together that I think is the real extra bonus you're getting here.
Yeah, and is there any rumor that they're doing this just to pump up the latest Star Wars film that's coming out?
Well, I'm sure it has something to do with that. I mean, it comes out December 18th, and so this is a very big year. They just relaunched the comics for Star Wars, and they're really trying to expand the universe in a lot of fun ways, you know, giving it that Disney shine. And so it's just going to be really interesting just to see how far and wide Star Wars grows. And this is already a massive franchise, but it feels like it's growing now at a pretty rapid and pace. But from people who really love the franchise, and they're coming from, I think, a really cool, genuine place, some of the stuff that they've put out, like the comics, like the animated show Star Wars Rebels, is all really good content that definitely harkens back to that original trilogy. And so if they keep doing that, then I welcome it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing I definitely want to tell you, I want to tell you a story. I get here to the radio station, right? And one of my good friends, Kristen, she walks up to me and goes, "Hey, happy Rex Manny Day." And I'm like, "Rex Manny?" And I had to really think back. And I'm like, "Oh, man, Empire Records, right? So what's the deal with Rex Manning Day? And tell me the whole history behind that."
Yeah, Rex Manning Day is pretty funny. It is tied to the movie Empire Records. It's a movie from the 90s. You may or may not be familiar with it. But you can Google, YouTube Rex Manning Day, Empire Records, and you'll see kind of the scene and you know, that a lot of people remember from that film. But yeah, he was a fictional, you know, like kind of songwriter and singer-songwriter who like goes to this record store for a signing. And the whole movie Empire Records takes place in a record store. It's about a group of kids from that record store. You know, it's one of these 90s ensemble comedies, like Dazed and Confused,
yeah.
Like along those lines. And this guy comes to the record store, and he's like this legendary kind of rock star for a signing. And his name is Rex Manning. And so they have this whole great montage, and he plays into the storyline. And that was April 8th. It was Rex Manning Day when he was going to sign autographs at the record store. So, yeah, so people that are fans of that movie, they kind of celebrate April 8th as Rex Manning Day. I did a little piece on 5 ways you can celebrate it over on movies.com.
Definitely.
It's just silly. It's just for fans of that movie, you know. Stuff like that, people nerd out about it. You know, other dates in movies, too, like the date in Back to the Future when he goes back in time.
Right.
I even did something at my wedding where November 5th, 2005, was 50 years after Marty McFly goes back to November 5th, 1955. So I had my wedding band play Earth Angel and Johnny B. Goode from that movie, from the end of that movie. So people just like to nerd out on just movie dates, and it's one of those examples.
Yeah, and speaking of nerding out, on movies.com, you also have an article there where it had, like, first movie appearances of us, really big stars now when they weren't really big stars back then when they first got the first star, like Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. And
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I sat there and watched the entire video, and I was like, oh, my God, I totally forgot about that. And Johnny Depp, I was totally, like, when I saw it and I saw the Johnny Depp from Nightmare on Elm Street, I always thought his first movie was Private Resort with Rob Morrow, and it wasn't. I thought it was Private Resort, and I was wrong. So, man, I got to tell everybody that I always used to tell people, like, his first movie was Private Resort, and it wasn't. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So that's pretty cool, too. So make sure you guys definitely check that out on movies.com. And you were talking to me off the air about a movie you really want to talk about that you think that's going to be a really great movie.
Yeah, it's coming out this week. It's called Ex Machina. It's a science fiction movie. It's an original science fiction movie from a director named Alex Garland, who this is his directorial debut, but he also wrote movies like Sunshine and 28 Days Later, which were really cool genre movies. And this one, he just knocks it out of the ballpark. It's like an artificial intelligence story. And I'll kind of stop there, but that's kind of what it's about. And Oscar Isaac is in it, and he's, I think, like one of the best up-and-coming actors right now. He's fantastic in the movie. And Domhnall Gleeson is in it, and it's just this really cool, rich, brainy. The special effects are seamless; they're fantastic. I wouldn't be surprised. I know it's early, but if this movie didn't get acknowledged come awards time for its special effects, because they're brilliant, and it's just a cool movie about the birth of artificial intelligence and sort of, and how that comes to be between these two people, really cool stuff.
Yeah, and last but not least, you have a trailer of Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. That's on movies.com. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, man. I said on Twitter earlier, I was like, it's a toss-up between my two favorite movies of 2015 so far. One of them is Ex Machina, which comes out this weekend, and the other one is Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. This is a movie that I saw back at the Sundance Film Festival. It actually won the Grand Jury Award there and also the Audience Award there. And it's just this really, just great coming of age movie about these two friends who make movies, but then also the friendship between one of them and a girl that's dying of cancer, and it's just a really fascinating story that is not just about friendship, but also like the love and the power of movies and how they kind of transform you and they enlighten you, and if you're like a fan of movies, then this movie is going to, like, really just kind of crush you. And it's a big tearjerker, and I just loved it.
Oh, wow. And there you have it.
Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, the contributing editor at fandango.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter as well as at Eric Davis. Make sure you go to movies.com to check out all the cool stuff we talked about today. If you want to see Leonardo DiCaprio in his first movie appearance ever, you can check that out. Also, if you want to check out how to celebrate Rex Manning Day, that's on movies.com. Make sure you check that out. Meet Earl and the Dying Girl, if you want to check that trailer out, that's also on movies.com. There's a lot of stuff to check out there at movies.com. Also, you check out fandango.com too. It's a lot of cool stuff there on fandango.com, so make sure you check that out. Eric Davis, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
And we'll be back right after this.